sorry, Governor. Honest, am I? I only...
Horace, listen. Who is the knave? Horace. Horace.
How is he?
He's dead. We'll have to walk into the village, Steve. It's about half a mile, I think.
Well, this is a surprise, sir.
Price, listen. Has anyone been here tonight since I left with Sir Graham for the little general?
Why, yes, sir. Inspector Merritt...
Inspector Merritt?
Yes, sir. He's downstairs with Inspector Dale and Sir Graham. They're waiting for you in the drawing room, sir. Shall I tell them that you've arrived?
No. I don't want them to know that I'm here. That's why I came in through the back entrance.
I see, sir.
Price, now tell me. How long has Sir Graham been here?
About 2 hours, sir. He rather expected to find you here, sir, when he arrived.
What did he say?
He asked me if I'd seen you, sir, or a Miss Parchment. I told him you hadn't been here since yourself and Sir Graham left for the little general.
Hmm. Was he alone?
No, sir. Inspector Merritt was with him.
Inspector Merritt? Oh, I see. Well, when did Dale arrive?
Much later than the others, sir. He came from Ashdown House, I believe.
Yes. Now, Price, tell me, then what happened?
Then I believe Inspector Dale and Sir Graham went back to the inn, sir. The little general.
Leaving Inspector Merritt here?
Yes, sir.
In the drawing room, I presume?
Yes, sir. In the drawing room.
Did Inspector Merritt use the telephone, do you know, Price?
Yes, I believe he did, now you come to mention it. I was passing through the hall and I heard the bell. You know how it tinkles, sir?
Yes. Then I expect Sir Graham and Dale returned from the inn.
Yes, sir. And almost immediately, two of them departed for Ashdown House again.
Which two? Merritt and Dale, or...
I couldn't say, sir. I was in the kitchen getting Mrs. Neddy a cup of tea. I heard voices in the hall and then the front door slammed.
What time would that be? About 10:30?
Yes, sir. A little later, if anything, sir.
Hmm.
After a short while, they returned from Ashdown House, sir. And all three of them, Sir Graham Forbes, Inspector Dale, and Inspector Merritt, have been in the drawing room ever since.
Hmm. Is there any ink in here and writing paper?
Why, yes, sir. It's on the desk.
Good. Now, Price, listen. I'm going to write a short note. While I'm writing it, you slip round to the garage, get the small car out, and take it to the end of the drive. Miss Trent is there, waiting. She'll take over. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Now, Price, this is important. Under no circumstances must Sir Graham, Inspector Dale, or Inspector Merritt know that I've been here. Is that understood?
Yes, sir.
Good. Now, where's this writing paper? Oh, here we are. Do you know, Price, I think this is probably going to be my greatest contribution to popular fiction. Yes, by Timothy, I'm sure it is.
Miss Trent. Miss Trent.
Oh, here you are, Price. Good.
Mr. Temple said that you would take over from here, miss.
Yes, that's then... all right, Price.
Here is Mr. Temple.
Ah, you've got the car. Good. Now get back to the house, Price, and remember what I told you.
Yes, sir. Good night, miss. Good night, sir.
Merritt, Dale, and Sir Graham are at the house. They've been waiting for me.
Did you see them?
No. Steve, listen. I'm going across the tennis court to the front of the drawing room. They won't be able to see me from there. I shall be gone about 2 minutes. Keep the car running.
But what are you going to do?
I can't explain now, Steve. But as soon as I get back to the car, let it rip.
Yes, yes, all right.
Well, I'm damned if I can understand it. We must have been here nearly 2 hours.
Did Temple say he was coming back here, Sir Graham?
Yes, of course he did, Dale. After the raid on the inn, he departed with Miss Parchment and said he'd meet us here. Didn't he, Merritt?
That's right, sir.
Well, he wasn't at Ashdown House when I left and I pulled out.
Of course he wasn't. What the devil would he be doing at Ashdown House?
Well, whatever he is, I think he might have telephoned instead of keeping us in the dark like this.
Yes, I agree with you, Merritt.
Well, look at this, Sir Graham. Perhaps this explains why we haven't received a telephone message.
Good God.
Why?
The wire's been cut.
But it can't have been... Unless...
Unless what, Merritt?
I was going to say, unless it's been done quite recently.
I say, Sir Graham, do you know anything about this butler fellow, Price?
No. No, I don't, Dale. And then there's the woman, the woman who says she's Steve Trent's landlady, Mrs. Neddy. She's still in the house, remember?
Yes, you're right, Sir Graham. And she delivered the gramophone record that time when Temple and Miss Trent had
you
such...
You don't have to worry about Price. Why, either...
Good God, what's that?
It's a stone.
It come through French windows. Look, there it is.
A stone? But why the devil should anyone... I say, look, there's a piece of paper wrapped around it.
Aye. It's a note.
Listen. Listen.
Well, that's certainly a quick getaway. I say. What does it say on the note?
Yes. Yes, what is it, Sir Graham?
Yes, just a second. Here we are.
Well?
What is it?
It says... Temple Court. First penguin awaiting instructions. Malvern pigeons dispatched. Lord Miller.
Thank you.